Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We're your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how's it going?
Jake, I'm doing great today. How you doing?
Always making it happen, big man. Today's guest is Kristen Kolkla. She is a 100-year REI team member who specializes in the dual asset strategy. She has an uncanny ability to connect with her clients at a high level with their outside-the-box thinking around money in order to create unique solutions that meet their objectives. Love that. You know, that's customer service 101, creative thinking, solutions-oriented. That's why we love Kristen. So without further ado, Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay, today I would like to discuss how each whole life policy is its own unique vehicle, and they don't necessarily need to be on you or you or me, right? They are each their own vehicle. So can you expand upon that for the listeners?
Right. So, you know, most people, when they think about purchasing life insurance, they think about insuring themselves, but there's a lot of reasons to purchase a life insurance policy on someone else. And especially for a real estate investor, a business owner, an entrepreneur, there can be an amazing reason to purchase a policy on your business partner or key employee.
That's a great point, Kristen. And I'd like to add to that, if you become uninsurable, you can always get one on your spouse or significant other or children also. So don't think that you're out of luck if you can't buy it on yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And we'll go into some reasons why outside of, you know, business purposes, you can purchase a policy on someone in your family or someone that you have an insurable interest on.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So to kick us off, we can talk about the buy-sell agreement, which I think is really a super important policy to purchase for business partners and anyone that's in business together. And Gino, I know that you have a story to tell about purchasing a policy on your brother.
Kristen, I sure do have a story for you and for Jake and for all the listeners. Picture this, it's about 2005. The restaurant's doing really well. I've got a couple of kids. My brother's got one child and I'm pretty young, but I'm still thinking about succession. What's going to happen with the business if I at one time disappear? And I was fortunate to have mentors in my life to bring that up to me. You know, when you're younger, you think you're invincible. I mean, I'm still older now. I still think I'm invincible, but at that age, you think you're going to live forever, but you really need to start thinking about the future. What happens if you're not there? I'd never heard of a buy-sell agreement. And I'm like, this is too good to be true. I had purchased a term insurance on a buy-sell agreement between my brother and myself. We had a restaurant, we had a fourplex property, and we had another real estate venture. When I purchased it, I probably should have done whole life, but as a lot of you out there, I looked at the price and I didn't look at the value. I said, wow, these premiums are a lot lower with term, and I'm looking at the whole, these are more expensive and these are a lot longer. Now, Kristen made an amazing point to me. At 2005, the restaurant and my real estate holdings were worth this much. Fast forward 8 or 9 years later, and they significantly increased. And then all of a sudden, the insurance probably wasn't enough to cover the business. But at least I had something, because I'm going to tell you something right now, Jake and Kristen. I love my sister-in-law as a sister-in-law, not as a business partner. I'm not going to be in the kitchen washing dishes, and my brother's not there any longer, and she's going to be in the front telling me what to do. That's just, and I've been there for 20 years. It's not happening. And I want everyone to feel that pain, feel
you
that uncertainty.
Open-minded, Gino. That might've worked. That might've worked. All
right. Yeah. You're shaking your head and you're laughing. You're going, bro, that is never going to work. But really everyone locked that feeling in, that uncertain. I felt that certainty with the buy sell when I executed it, that if something happened to my brother, the insurance would kick in. I'd be able to pay him off his share of whatever the business is worth, and I would take the interest of the business. Now, I wish I had known the 100-year real estate investor, and I wish I had known Kristen and Teresa. They probably would have told me, listen, whole life is a better option, and I'm going to tell you why. But at least I took action and thought about the future. That's what I want you all to take away as we continue to go through all of this presentation, because it's all about you. It's all about your needs. at one point in life, you're going to need this. And what I love about whole life, it's not just a death benefit. There is living benefits to it. As you might all well know on here, over 95%, 98% of term life policies, they lapse, they expire. I took one out in 2001, a whole life policy. 20 years later, Jake and I were discussing the other day, I still have whole life. My term would have expired and I'd have to buy more term life now, which would be more expensive. And am I insurable? Not sure if I am right now. It's the same thing with the insurance back then, term insurance back then that I had bought. I wish I'd kept it at whole life and make mistakes, but you learn. But the important thing, everybody, is to get on with an expert and discuss your options and discuss your plan, your future, what you're looking to do with your estate plan.
This is for you, Kristen. What has a better odds of paying out, a term insurance policy or a scratch-off lotto ticket? Because 96, 97% is not that good.
You don't want it to pay off though, Jake. That's the idea. You don't want it to pay off.
I want to be here, but I also want to put my money into things that are going to give me a return here in the present or in the afterlife. So, you know, I don't know if you have the numbers on you, but it's just something to consider. You know, it may be more advantageous to get some scratches. I don't know. I'm just saying, throwing that out.
You know, I can tell you that less than 1% of term insurance policies actually pay out a death benefit. And that's why the premium's so low, because the insurance company knows that they're not.
They have their stats dialed in, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with a buy sell agreement, you can do term, you can do whole life. But if you're buying into this 100 year thinking, and you're thinking long-term, yes, it's going to be less costly to do term today, but 10, 20 years in the future, you're going to have to pay out more money to buy more term insurance to cover the increased value of the business for your business partner. And all those premiums that you put into that first term policy, where have they gone, right?
They're gone.
Mm-hmm. You know, with whole life, you have the cash value, you have the equity inside the policy that you can tap into.
Yes. I would say, Kristen, at the very least, before we move on, get term at the very least. If you can't afford whole life, maybe you can buy term and a couple of years down the road, convert it to whole life or try to get to whole life. At the very least, do that. But I want you to have that comfort knowing that if something does happen to your partner, to a significant other, you can at least have the benefit of thinking to yourself, I don't have to worry about taking on another partner. I can take this business by myself and I can compensate my partner. That's
exactly. It's amazing. Exactly. And all of our spouses and children are wonderful, lovely, intelligent people. You know, we love them, but we might not necessarily want to be in business with them.
Jake, why are you shaking your head there? You love your entire family, don't you? I'm just with you, bro.
Everyone comes on and they're like, you know, we get all these different guests and they're like, look, sometimes you got to evaluate your friends, and your top five friends may not need to be your top five friends in the future going forward if you're on a path to success. And then they're like, but you know what? Family's okay. And I'm like, you know what? Sometimes we need to be more selective with family members. That's all I'm going to say. Look, you got to be objective about this stuff. You don't get an ultimate pass just because, you know, we have the same blood. Just saying.
And Jake is proving my point. That's why you need a buy-sell agreement. Yes. Because sometimes you just got to pass on.
Exactly. So, you know, another thing that we might want to ensure in our business is the key employees, right? So think about that person that you have on your team, whether it's your executive assistant, salesperson, you know, who is that person that provides value to your business? And what would happen if something happened to them? You know, it's going to take time, money, energy to find a person to replace them, train that person, and replace the revenues that they might have been generating for your company. Mm-hmm. So a key man policy really ensures that person's value for your business.
And Kristen, I was doing some research on this. Company directors, sales directors, IT specialists, managing directors, all of these types where if you lose them, all of a sudden you need to spend significant amount of money rehiring, retraining. Maybe they had some time with intellectual capital. And the most important thing that I could say about this is you need to reach out to a 100-year team member to discuss this, because there's a lot of tax consequences. You need to have their permission to be able to get it. So there's a lot of things that you need to know. But, you know, this is a very important thing for small businesses, especially if you're counting on that one or two employees and something happens. And Kristen, let's just discuss all the large corporations, the banks, everyone who's utilizing this. You know, as a 100-year real estate investor, we're always focusing on what do the wealthy do. We want to copy and mirror what the wealthy do, and right. they utilize it strategically.
Yeah, your Amazons, your Googles, your Walmarts, they all have key man policies in place on their key executives because they know that it can take months or years to find that person to replace them. You know, we've all heard about Walmart. Walmart, of course, is infamous in terms of using these types of policies. Of course, they made a mistake and were not getting the consent of their employees before they put these policies on their employees.
Everyone was getting it, huh? They're playing the odds.
The janitor was getting it. They were all getting it.
The moral of the story is reach out to a 100-year team member, schedule a call, and make sure you're doing it the right way. Because it's an amazing strategy. Business interruption and key man. These are two things that we need to think of as entrepreneurs.
The moral of the story, if Walmart was going gangbusters like that, they were doing it for a reason, right?
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly. right.
They weren't doing it because it was just fun. All right. So,
yeah. Well, so outside of your businesses, there could be some other reasons to purchase life insurance on others. One of the big ones that we run into is insurability. So some people have health issues that prevent them from being insured. And so that doesn't necessarily prevent them from owning a policy though, right? So you can still own a policy on someone else and still benefit from using the cash values inside that policy. So some of the people that you can get an insurance policy on, of course, your spouse, if you're married, would be the most immediate one. Even if your spouse isn't the breadwinner, you know, even if they're at home taking care of the kids, the value that they're bringing to the household, you know, child rearing, education, cleaning, cooking, you know, what is the value of all of that? We don't get paid for it.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's a huge. Lot. The value's changed a lot over the last couple of years with this inflation. So it's real, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Chris, I like to make another point with that. It's so true. When I got married with my wife, I took out a term insurance on her. Mm-hmm. And that was over 20 years ago. And guess what? It expired about a year and a half ago.
What was your return on that investment?
Well, I mean, it was peace of mind, but it was actually zero. And I wish I had known. I mean, I took one out of myself years and years ago, but I had that idea that if my wife passes away, we homeschool the kids. I'm going to need somebody to stay with the kids. I'm the breadwinner.
Talk about key man insurance. You're going to need two employees at that point. You need a new wife.
Well, you see all the work that she does. That's right. Yes. Well,
you need additional help around the house, you know, a new wife. And on top of that, you know, a homeschooler, because they don't make them like they used to.
And
so.
She's a doctor. Right. She does multiple jobs. But what ended up happening was I ended up taking out a policy.
And she produces
on her.
Your shows for you too.
I ended up taking a policy on her a couple of years ago. So that's exactly what I did. I ended up taking a whole life policy on her. And that's very important. I used her and she's younger than me. She's really preferred. She's got a great health status. So it was less expensive to do that. And I'm able to tap into those cash values and I have a living benefit. As well as death benefit. And as Kristen knows, death benefit's going to continue to rise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. After your spouse, you should really look at insuring your children. And Gina, you've talked extensively about the policies that you've put on your children. But, you know, one of the most important things about insuring our children is protecting their future insurability. This is something that, you know, as being a parent myself, I don't want to think about for my daughter. But if something were to happen to her health-wise, she may not be able to get insurance in the future when she becomes an adult, and she won't have a way to protect her own future family. So it is a way to protect that for them and also teach them how to use these policies to bank on themselves, right? To self-finance their own cars, their own businesses, you know, their own education. So it can be a very important financial tool for them to learn from.
I love that, Kristen. And, you know, I used James Clear's quote a couple days ago. Many people wish they had started sooner. Mm-hmm. Almost nobody wishes that they started later. And that's what this Absolutely. Is all about. And when I'm talking about my children, I wish I had started sooner. I was just too blind and I was just too much of a stubborn person to say, this is going to benefit it. And when I realized it and I jumped on board with the 100-year real estate investor, I said, I have six children. What an amazing way to teach them finances, to teach them long-term planning, to teach them to become their own banker. As an investor, we want to control the flow of money. We're controlling the flow of money one way. And you know what the great thing about it is? I am the beneficiary. I control these policies until I can hand it off to them. So I'm going to be using the cash value. So Jake, when my son says, Dad, can I invest in one of your deals? He's not going to dilute me. He's going to dilute his policy. All right. So it's awesome. It's amazing, isn't it? And you want them and then they'll see it. And then they're young.
Dude, he's not diluting his policy. He's creating a dual asset, which is amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
Love that, bro. And it's true. It's really, we are stewards of our money and we're stewards of our own children. And it's an amazing way to teach kids personal financial engineering. Can you imagine an 18-year-old who has a policy on themselves when they become 25 and 26 and they go into the workforce, they're not going to be looking for a 401k. They're going to be looking for another policy. And their mindset is completely different because they have control of their finances. They have the control of the flow of their money. So it's a really important point to stress that if you have the ability to put policies on your children, I would definitely consider it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gina, you brought up a good point about the control, right? Because my daughter is 19. She has no financial responsibility at all. I keep trying to beat it in her and she's not getting it. So for her, she's not ready, to have her policy. Maybe in the future, maybe in another 5 years, she gets through school, she has a job, she has her own bills that she's having to cover. Maybe at that point she's financially responsible, but because I'm the owner of that policy, I get to decide that. Mm-hmm. It's not like an UTMA at the bank where the minute they turn 18, they get access to that thing. Mm-hmm. We get control.
She would be a Viking Raider right now.
She would
give be. Give me that iPhone 21 or whatever the hell it's
going to
be.
That money would be gone a long time ago.
But everyone, picture this. Can you imagine if you've got a policy on your child and all of a sudden they turn 27 or 28 and they get married?
Yeah.
And you pay for their wedding through that policy, or you, even better yet, you give them the money and they're able to buy a house and put a down payment on a house.
Right.
That is life changing for them. And they will all of a sudden understand the responsibility of saving money, of where that money comes from. It's an amazing gift that you've given to them. And what have you done? You've just planned your future. So remember, very few people wish they had started, sooner.
You touch on a much greater point, though, that has huge economic implications. And that's the issue with millennials and getting at their first house.
Yes.
Is the down payment. And we had who was the economist we had on the show a little while ago?
Peter Linneman.
Great, great, great guy. He was talking about how all the stimulus money that was printed during COVID raised the savings accounts of Americans to about 27% of their annual salary, which is,
mind-boggling,
crazy. It's usually like 7. Okay.
Right.
And it's since dipped to 12, but it will come back down. All these things kind of work themselves out and it'll be back down to 7. I would say probably by next year or the year after or something like that. But if the gift that you're giving, with a whole life policy potentially is that home ownership, which is very powerful because, these generations now with this inflation are struggling to get that initial down payment.
Yes.
And so I think that is a great, if they're not going to be, heavy in real estate, at least it gets them into that first house so they can start, getting the equity pay down and starting that home ownership. Because look, they keep printing money like this. I mean, real estate values will continue to go and climb.
Right.
So I like that that option there, especially for, if any of these millennials out there, that would be a great opportunity for them. So.
Well, and it's not just the inflation, Jake. It's also like the student loan debt that they're graduating with. If you graduate and you already have a mortgage that you're having to pay off, it's going to take you 10, 20 years to get a mortgage. Fight. So going kind of the opposite way, generationally, you could also do a policy on your parents. Now, not knowing your parents, this could be a little bit tricky in terms of getting the consent. I know a lot of our older folks don't really like life insurance. But it is something important to think about. With our parents, there could be a financial burden on us, not just when they pass on, but also with future medical expenses. Long-term care is extremely expensive, and it's getting more and more expensive every single day. We also have the issue of estate taxes, right? If you're going to inherit some kind of an estate from your parents, there's going to be a tax bill, most likely. So the death benefit of the policy could help pay any tax bills associated with inheriting their estate without having to liquidate assets.
And everything that's on the table right now, tax-wise, looks like that's about to get a lot more expensive.
Right. So.
I think, Kristen, the most important thing is you need to reach out to an expert to walk you through it and to see what the options are. And you have to involve your parents. Obviously, you have to tell them what's going on. They've worked their entire lives to create some type of nest egg. And then all of a sudden it's going to get eaten away by long-term care. or by taxes. If there's a way to avoid that and you have the solution, I mean, you should just definitely set up a call and discuss your options.
And a question we get asked a lot, you know, especially with senior parents is, well, what about their insurability? What about the cost? There are policies that are designed specifically for seniors where underwriting's maybe not as difficult or restrictive and the cost can be more efficient. So there are options for senior citizens, even those that have, you know, some medical issues. So a couple of things to know about putting insurance on someone else. You know, we talked about Walmart. Yes, you can own an insurance policy on someone else, but they have to know about it. They have to give their consent. They have to sign that application. You also need to have an insurable interest on them. So is there a reason that you would suffer financially if they passed away? If there's not, then you don't have an insurable interest on them. You can't purchase a policy on them. And then, of course, we talked, Gino, about owning policies on kids, but really for any policy that you're the owner of, you're in control of that contract. So you control who the beneficiary is, you control the cash value, you control how to take a loan, when to take a loan, when to pay that back, premiums. Until you transfer that ownership over to someone else, you're in complete control of that policy. The insured has no control over what happens with that policy. So, you know, we've talked several times about getting an expert to weigh in on your options on owning a policy on someone else. If you want to speak to a member of the 100-year real estate investor team, you can use your smartphone to scan the QR code that's on the screen or go to 100year.com and schedule a call there. And we'd be happy to help with that.
Jake, what was the website again?
All right, guys, I'm going to give this to you very simple right now. Okay. It's 100year.com. First time nailed it. That is 100, the numbers 100year, YEAR.com. 100year.com. Biggest, best website we own. Clean, simple, mwah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks for sharing all this information. And like Kristen said, just reach out, start the conversation, because as a 100-year real estate investor, it really is about not thinking in days, years, we're thinking in decades. And whatever you're doing today will affect your kids and will affect your grandkids. So don't hesitate. 100year.com. Gotcha, Jake.
Thanks for the education there, Kristen. Appreciate it, gang. See
thanks, Kristen.
Thank you. Bye.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.